Scientists in the US say they've managed to make not one, but two breakthroughs in autism research. For the first time, they've mapped gene networks that can cause autism, and they've identified a genetic signature for the disorder in 12-month-old babies, which could be picked up with a simple blood test. Researchers say the discoveries have significant implications for the early detection and treatment of the disorder. Elisa Throden reports.
Autism affects about one in every 100 children with varying severity, but identifying the early signs can be a tricky task. Experts agree the earlier it's detected, the better the outcome for the child. A team of researchers at the University of California has identified four gene networks which are involved in abnormal brain growth, which they say can cause autism. Neuroscientist Professor Eric Cochane is leading the research.
For years I've wondered what might be the systems that cause autism to come about in the first place, and I have to say, this is a very exciting finding.
For a long time, scientists have been looking for the gene that causes autism, but you say you found the genetic network. What does that mean, and what's the difference between a genetic network and an actual gene?
A gene is a possibility. It's a blueprint for building or doing something, but it's the actual activity of translating that blueprint into a building that really is more like what we're measuring. And we identified the gene systems that are abnormally active that are responsible for the abnormal brain growth. So this is the very first brain gene discovery. It tells us something about what gene systems may be important for future research into treatments, into the development of early markers for autism, and so forth.
You're in the process of developing a blood test that can detect autism in a one-year-old. How promising is that looking at the moment?
It is very accurate. It identifies roughly about 80 to 85% of infants and toddlers that are at risk for autism. And it makes it possible for the first time to identify potentially a very large percentage of kids if it turns out that we can replicate our findings.
How could this discovery lead to better treatments for children with autism?
At the present time in the United States, the typical age of diagnosis, the very first diagnosis, is about 4 years of age, which means treatment and services began sometime after that. So that's pretty late. Well, autism actually begins really early. So in the general population, children that really need help aren't getting the help until after 4 or 5 years of age in general. So by coming up with a method for early identification through early screening, it might be possible that at 1 or 2 years of age, a far greater percentage of autistic toddlers could be identified and gotten into treatment earlier.
Professor Cochane hopes further research into the gene networks that can cause autism will not only result in a better understanding of the disorder, but may one day lead to its prevention.
The biological information that seems to be sitting there, waiting to be worked out in greater detail, to identify what might be the early triggers. Maybe it's something in the first trimester, maybe it's in the second trimester, plus non-genetic factors. We have our ideas about what they might be, but that wasn't part of our original research. But we do have definite ideas of where to go from here.
Professor Eric Cochane, neuroscientist at the University of California, speaking there with Elisa Throden. And the professor will present his research at the Asia-Pacific Autism Conference in Adelaide this morning.